The orchestra is going to be a part of the children's sermon this morning. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. So I am a big rule follower. Are any of you big rule followers? Yeah? Yeah? All right. So when I was a kid, I wanted to know what every single rule was. And in fact, I drove my family a little bit crazy on vacation because I would let them know how much time was left before something closed or before we needed to move on to something else. And my mother threatened to take away my watch from me so that I would stop doing that. So I like to follow the rules. And sometimes it seems like our life with Jesus is all about following the rules. We learn a lot of rules in the Bible, and it can sometimes seem like that's all it is. But in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus reminds us that people are more important than the rules. So in the Gospel of Mark, a man came to Jesus and he asked him what he needed to do to earn eternal life. So what did he need to do to be able to spend forever with God? And Jesus told him the Ten Commandments. And he said, well, I have followed those ever since I was a little boy. So then Jesus told him that he needed to sell everything that he had and to give it all to the poor. And the man went away sad because he was very wealthy. So Jesus was telling the people that people matter more than following the rules. He told this man that he needed to share what he had, that he needed to be generous. And this man went away because he was just looking for more rules to follow. So Jesus reminds us that we are to be generous with what we have, that we are to share what we have so that others can have enough. He also teaches us that we are to share God's love with others, even if we don't like them very much, because God loves each and every one of us. So yes, rules are important, but life with Jesus also means that we don't just use our head to follow the rules, but we use our hearts too. It means that we are generous with others, that we allow others to go in front of us, that we share what we have so that everyone can have enough, and that we share God's love with others, even if they aren't our favorite people. So I hope that this week, you will find ways that you can share God's love with others. And I hope that you will remember to ask God for help, because it can be easy just to follow the rules. But it's also important to share God's love. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for showing us how to live. Help us to share your love with everyone we meet. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.